When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
Can I say I'm really sorry, I think that was my stomach.
What? Didn't hear that.
Okay, fine. It was my stomach, well, it wasn't anything else.
Oh, all right. Well, I didn't even hear it, so I don't know what that's all about. Go on, introduce yourself.
I've done it. Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer. Oh,
dear. I'm Marianne Jones, and this is your bank holiday, because we don't get a day off. Been there, done that. You've got the podcast where we ask and you answer.
Well, to be fair, we do, because we did record this last week.
Oh, because you've just spoilt the magic now. Well, otherwise, we sound like knobheads. Well, we could be sitting here and enjoying bank holiday together.
Well, that would be quite nice, though, wouldn't it? We could have done it with a little back stairs.
I know, a little hamper. Anyway, okay. We're not. So, go on.
So, look, this week, we wanted to know the things that you believed to be facts when you were a child. Okay, and this stemmed from, the reason we started to do this was a friend of mine and I, Kate Hiscox, years ago realised that we both were brought up thinking the same thing. And you know, you think you're the only one that thinks that, or you believe it to be fact. And it was that a swan can kill you with its... I think it's your arm, with its wing.
What?
Oh, no, not kill you. Sorry, it's break your arm. Sorry.
Sorry, a swan can break your arm with its wing?
Yes, Marianne.
But why would it want to do that anyway? Well,
they're very angry, are swans.
Oh.
A friend of mine growing... Okay, no, don't say anything. A friend of ours growing up had a big pond, a lake, in their garden and had swans. And I was always fascinated by them. So two things. One, it was always don't go too near the swans because they are really angry. They can get really, really angry.
Is this a fact now?
No, I don't know. As I'm saying that, I'm thinking, that's what I was told again. And B, so don't go too near it because it will break your arm with its wing.
Wow.
Okay. I have no idea if it's true. And secondly, that if you kill it, if you hurt a swan, you can be beheaded because it's treason, because they're all owned by the then queen, now the king.
To be fair, I think the latter might have been true in ye oldie medieval-y times.
Well, I'm not that friggin' old.
I don't think you could do anything to a swan, and it is to do with the swan being the monarch's property.
Or
have
them.
I made that up?
Is no.
That somebody told me that?
See? Here we go.
I've not heard the swan breaking your arm.
Have you not?
I'd like to see a video of that on TikTok, if it's true. I think one would have turned up.
What?
Why would a swan, just minding its own business on your friend's lake in the garden, look at you, Kat Farmer, as a child?
They're vicious.
March out.
Yeah.
And basically break your arm with its wing. How do I've got questions.
Well, you didn't question it. And the other thing was, if you were driving along, and you put the lights on in the car, you wanted to read something, it was illegal. Is it?
I don't know.
No,
I always thought that.
My mum,
you're
used
not
to go,
meant to put the internal light off at night because it distracts other drivers.
Well, yeah, but is it illegal?
I think so. Mm. Oh, is it?
I don't know. But my mum told me, and I was like, oh, what's wrong? And then my kids obviously did it, and I don't know if it's illegal, but it's friggin' irritating. And it does really affect the way I drive.
Exactly. That's why it's illegal.
I don't think it is.
Oh, we'll have to look it up.
Anyway.
Oh, so I love that.
This then, you know, and funny enough, I was saying to somebody else about this one thing, and they were like, what are you talking about? And I said, oh, I thought that was a fact. And they're like, no idea. Anyway, me and my friend Kate always laugh about it whenever we see a swan and go, oh, break your arm, I can. But there are other people that know it as well. There are other people that also think that. I don't know. Anyway, what was yours?
Oh, mine was ones that our listeners mentioned. So, you know, do not swallow chewing gum because it will grow in your stomach. Or don't swallow a seed. It will grow as a tree.
Yeah.
I used to believe that.
Chewing gum will wrap itself around your organs.
Yeah, and kill you.
And also, and then the worst was don't chew your hair. because if you chew your hair, it will make a fur ball in your stomach.
Somebody said that.
Did actually. They?
Yeah. And my mum wouldn't let me have a shower if there was a storm because she thought somehow I could be struck by lightning via the shower head.
Okay.
I actually think she believed that rather than just saying it to me as a kid as a bit of fun or a deterrent. From getting a shower during the storm.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else had that.
No, I think you're on your own with that one.
but we had tons and tons and tons, didn't we?
Look, someone else said this. Yeah. Your hair would wrap around your heart if you chewed it.
I didn't chew my hair. Is that just kids chew the hair, don't they?
I think
they?
I did when I was little.
Yeah, we've always had very long, luscious hair, haven't you? This was something that I always believed, and loads of people said, if you picked a dandelion flower, you'd pee the bed. She says, maybe it's a Scottish thing. No, it's not just a Scottish thing. We used to call dandelions wet the beds.
Okay.
Yeah, if you pick that dandelion, you'll wet the bed, and dandelions were known as wet the beds.
I don't remember that. I do remember the buttercup thing. You get a buttercup and you shine it under your chin.
Yeah.
And if it glows, yeah, then you like butter.
You like butter. And they used to say, no, I don't. You do because it's yellow under your chin.
And now they're all watching TikTok. I mean, what the hell? We had such a great childhood.
That's it? People should be bored more often.
Yes.
My sister thought all rubbish was collected and taken to India. You'd get spots on the tip of your tongue if you lied.
Right. I used to say to my kids when they were little, if they told a lie, I could see there'd be black spots on their tongue. And so if I said they lied, and I'd say, put out your tongue. And of course, it's brilliant. Because if they just literally like poke it out really quickly, you know, they've lied.
It's
amazing.
They hide the spot there.
Yeah, really, really, really quickly. I'm like, can you not see it in the mirror? I can't see it. And if they hadn't told, I'd be like that. With the whole tongue all the way out.
Yeah. Listen to this. This listener was told that RAC vans were really for really awkward children and they take you away. That's like the child catcher, isn't it? In Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in RAC form.
Oh, my God. That, I mean, I thought I had some dodgy parenting traits, but whoa.
Yeah. Well, if it was awful. AA, what would that be? Awkward arseholes.
Yeah, probably.
It's awkward arseholes van, it's going to take you away because you are one.
I know lots of people that I want to ship into that van. I'll tell you that for nothing. Right. If you eat your carrots, you'll see in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were all told that.
Yes.
Can you?
Do you know what? Really weirdly, I do think, as I'm saying this, is either really true. There is an element of something about the, is it vitamin A
or something?
I don't know.
Well, I like carrots and my eyesight's terrible in the dark or the light. If you sit on a cold step, you'll get piles, told by my mum to stop us loitering in the village.
I actually do think that's probably true, actually, though. Okay, fine, no, shut up. Sorry, Kat.
Even having that cut out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If you pull a funny face and the wind blows, you'll stay that way.
Yeah, and if you cross your eyes.
Yeah, I believe that.
So did I.
Definitely believe that. The more awful the medicine tastes, the better it works.
Yes. My mum used to say that.
My mum's favourite line.
What?
Why would you do this? Don't suck a 2p piece or your ears will drop off. But why would you want to suck a 2p piece?
Horrible. Okay, I've got a hat crack on. Knock yourself out with that one.
Yeah. If you swallow an apple pip, it'll either kill you through cyanide. Not heard that one. Or grow in your gut. The grow in your gut one, yes.
Oh, cyanide. Do you know what? Oh, my God. Again, apple pips, I think, are poisonous. I do think that because you're not supposed to give apple pips to dogs because they're poisonous.
Well, sultanas and chocolate are poisonous to dogs.
No, but apple pips are really, they are poisonous. Oh, God, I'm going to Google it.
Oh, they're not.
I'm Googling it.
Well,
as we speak.
It's got cyanide in them.
Right.
That's so not true.
Crack on. I'm doing this.
Loads of chewing gum wands. If you swallow chewing gum, it will stick your organs together. Quite a few about dog poo.
Apple pips, bad for dogs. It comes up as the third most popular search.
Yeah, but press on it and see if it's a myth.
Okay.
Can I continue with
What? It's true.
No.
Apple seeds contain cyanide.
What? Look!
Which is poisonous to dogs and people alike. However, your dog would have to eat an awful lot of apple seeds.
Well, what about person?
Well, put it this way. A medium-sized dog would need to chew up and swallow about 85 grams of seeds, or the seeds from 200 apples. I think we're all right. You're going to have to collect more than that.
For that. Otherwise, there needs to be a public health warning.
So there we go.
But that's true, you see? Well, you know what? There's a little bit of truth in that, wasn't there? White dog poo, Kat, discuss.
Yeah.
White dog poo makes you blind. White dog poo is only done by poodles. And then that listener says you don't see white dog poo so much these days.
I know why.
Which made me think.
I know why.
You don't ever see white dog
poo. Shall I tell you why?
When I was growing up, you couldn't move for white dog poo.
Shall I tell you why?
Yes.
Because white dog poo is when dog poo is basically dried and laid out and old. And it goes white, a bit like chocolate. You know, it turns white, but you don't see it anymore because people pick up their dog poo.
Well, I never.
I'm here all day.
I thought you were going to say dogs' diets have changed.
Do you know what?
Feed them better.
As I say that, I'm about to Google.
Yes, let's look at Google.
You can't
sound a car horn on Sunday. I've no idea if this is fact or fiction. Oh, it's fiction, isn't it?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Maybe in some little villages. Oh, I don't know. You'll drown if you swim after eating. We were always told that. Don't swim after eating. But that's because it gives you cramp.
Yeah, I think.
Cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis. Our Tony used to crack his knuckles, just get on my nerves. And my mum said, don't do that. You'll ruin your joints when you're older.
Yeah. So do I. But I, my entire family used to all, three children, my ex-husband, they used to crack their knuckles. And do you know what they also used to do? Knuckles? Their knuckles. And do you know what they also used to do? Oh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking about it.
Oh.
What? Pull their fingers so that I know.
That's like cracking your knuckles. Oh, like that.
Yes!
I know. Oh my God. Tony used to do that as well.
I honestly think...
People used to do that a lot. Didn't they?
Still, yeah, my
when you were kids, people used to do
done it. If I did that, I have vision of my whole bones or just my finger all like going...
Horrible.
Yeah.
Loads of people, because you've talked about this before, when the ice cream van plays a tune, it means they've run out of ice cream.
Yes.
You've talked about that before. Yeah. More bubble gum. If you swallow bubble gum, it's sealed up your bum hole.
Well, that's going to stop you, isn't it?
It is, to be fair. Lots of you saying going to bed or going out with your hair wet gives you the flu or worse.
We used to do that after swimming because I used to swim a lot and I come out with wet hair and my mum would always make me wear a woolly hat. I mean, it could be the middle of the summer and I'd be in a woolly hat. Mortifying, and she'd be like, you're gonna get really bad cold with your wet hair. I still don't know if that's true or not. You can't get a cold from having wet.
A cold's a virus, but it probably won't help if you've got a cold. If you bite your nails, they'll turn to wood. If you sit too close to the fire, your spine will melt.
Right, can I just have an update on the white dog?
What have you seen? What have you looked up?
White dog poo.
Are you correct?
Absolutely not, no.
Oh, Kat! You said that with such certainty.
I know!
Right, go on. Was I right? Is it different diets?
Yes.
I knew I was. And I didn't even know it as a fact. It just makes sense.
Did you like how utterly convincing
I was? Literally, you should be on Would I Lie to You, whatever it's called.
Do you know, the great thing is, I actually mean, because I can't lie.
Because you actually believe.
I totally believe that. Yeah, I could have passed a lie detector test for that.
Yeah,
I thought that.
So
was
what
true.
Does it actually say?
I don't know.
Why God don't
knows.
See the white dog it's because, poo anymore?
Yeah,
why it doesn't. Oh, right. Because, let's just move on. That was rubbish. Dried fruit will dry up your blood.
Oh,
God can see everything you do, including having sex.
Hmm.
Too much vinegar on your chips dries out your blood.
Oh?
Yeah. If you eat in bed, the red ants will get you.
Okay. All right.
I love this one.
Oh, my God. If you put popping candy and Coke in your mouth at the same time, your head would explode.
It probably would, to be fair.
Oh. I used to love a bit of popping candy.
I used to love it. And you go... You'd like a competition with your mate. How much can you put in?
See, I've never liked Coca-Cola. I've never liked fizzy drinks.
No, I never used to. I'm not a big fan of... Do you know the only time I drink Coke? When I'm abroad.
The only time, we've done this before, the only time I will have a Coca-Cola is when I is McDonald's hungover. and a big, a massive thing with ice. But it's basically like sweet water.
Well, it's a hangover cure, isn't it? When we'd appear at secondary school, we were told to take off all our jewellery or we'd die. That's a bit much, isn't it?
Way to make you do it, isn't it?
If you jump off high walls, your legs go through your body.
Oh, can I just say, I thought if you jumped off a building, that, yeah, if you know.
Your legs would literally go through your body.
Yeah.
That would put you off.
Well, yeah.
A bit of mould on your packed lunch is good for you.
Oh my God, my mum always said that.
That's someone always. Just saying, I'm not buying a new loaf of bread.
And I, yeah.
And you smell the penicillin. It's like smelling.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that. Hated it. This made me laugh, Kat, so much. You say.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh.
It's sad.
Four boys at Wimbledon were orphans. And she says, my mum told me that, and I believed her until I was 25.
Four boys at Wimbledon are orphans.
They're not living in local schools.
Where does that come from? My nan told me not to eat on the toilet. Did she mean a full dinner?
Okay, I love the fact that I've never in my life eaten anything on the loo. Have you?
I don't think I've ever really thought about eating when I'm on the loo.
Well, I know I haven't, but I can't think why I would.
No, I've never taken a packed lunch or even a piece of fruit. Or a dessert to the toilet. I haven't even taken a snack to the toilet.
Understandable, really. I can't think why you would.
I might have taken, if
really?
I'm being honest.
Oh, God.
A cup of tea.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You sat on the loo with a cup of tea?
Well, because I'll be taking the cup of tea up to the bath.
Mm.
And then I'll think, I'll treat myself to a wee before getting the bath.
Mm.
And then I might take a sip of my cup of tea.
Oh, God, God.
I'm sorry.
Actually?
Yeah. I'm not lying. I know you think differently of me now.
Oh God, I do.
I know.
I'm judging you because of that.
The black bit at the end of the banana was poisonous.
Don't give a shit. The whole banana's poisonous. Vile.
Oh, you can't go near you with a banana.
No, thank you. Imagine a banana on the loo. Oh my God.
Oh, you. That'd be your worst nightmare. If you sit with your feet, I think this is true. If you sit with your feet too close to the fire, you'll get chilblains.
That was one of my other ones.
Isn't it?
Or if you came home and you like sat on the radiator.
I did get chilblains.
Your fingers go really, really itchy.
Well, it was on my feet. So we'd have maybe a little plug-in radiator on when I came home from school freezing. I'd take my wet socks off. Everything was always wet, wasn't it? And I'd put my feet straight on there. And I did get chilblains.
I remember coming in, really cold hands, you know, going near, you know, the fire or the radiator and being told, get away, I'll get chilblains.
Chilblains,
what is a chilblain?
Oh, it's horrible. It's just like a red, under the skin wart.
Is it really itchy?
It's kind of itchy, but hurts as well. It's not very
You know
pleasant.
What I'm going to say now, don't you?
What?
How's your wart?
Still there.
Okay.
It's getting very dry. And talking about warts, crushing eggshells gives you warts. I don't think I've been crushing eggshells with my toes.
Crushing
eggshells gives you what? Why do you crush an eggshell? My fringe would eat my eyebrows.
Mm.
Oh, that's saying you need a haircut, isn't it? You don't want a haircut. Your fringe will eat your eyebrows.
Okay.
Do you think?
I don't know.
If you pick your nose, it'll fall off. Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, not that it's true, but that's what people would tell the kids with their fingers up their nose. We had to close... I love this one. We had to close our eyes while eating salt and vinegar crisps because the vinegar could blind us.
Mmm.
Oh, they're strong crisps, aren't they?
There's another, the second one we've had about vinegar. What have people's vinegar ever done to you?
I don't know. Well, blind you if you're not careful.
There we go.
This listener believed that she actually glowed after eating Ready Breck. That's the power of a good advert.
I know. It really, really is. I can't remember if I did or not. I didn't like Ready Break, though.
Ugh. Don't start me. You know I'm like with porridge.
Oh,
Ready
God,
anything
too.
Like that.
Oh, God.
If you play with your belly button, your bum will fall off.
Oh, okay. Do you know what, though? I do remember people playing with their belly buttons. And if I touch my belly button, I feel sick.
I used to play with my belly button when I was little.
It actually makes me feel nauseous.
And then I used to smell my finger.
Okay. Okay.
If I could recreate that look you've just given me.
Yes.
Look, come on. Who out there used to pick the belly button and smell it? It was a source of comfort as a child.
Did you used to share it? I mean, did you used to like like make other people smell it?
I think I might have.
Dear God. Okay.
I've always been generous. Nuts are for adults. They'll make you cough. Do you think maybe they think they'll choke?
Yeah, probably.
You'll choke on a nut, won't you, as a kid?
Or else just want to share them.
I always was told this. You should never drink water out of a bathroom tap.
I still won't. I seem to remember that, but I think it's probably, is it different pipe? I don't know.
I was always told the pipes are dirty or, you know, got too much copper in them or
if
something.
Think about it. Well, I don't know.
Maybe it's not been filtered the same way. So I never, ever, ever drink out of a bathroom tap.
You still won't?
No.
What?
That's obviously stayed with me, but I hadn't realised. Dad said the no heavy petting sign at the swimming baths meant you couldn't stroke wild dogs outside. What's all that about?
Well, I don't know. But interestingly, I would probably, I love the way that Dad would prefer you to do the actual heavy petting rather than stroke a wild dog. Interesting.
No, I think this means he didn't want to explain what petting meant to his young child.
Fair enough.
So he said, it just means you can't stroke dogs outside.
Okay.
Okay. Hence petting.
Fair enough.
He's thought that on the hoof, hasn't he? I applaud him for that. Had to turn the telly off in a thunderstorm. That sounds familiar to me for some reason.
Maybe, do you think it's because years and years ago we had those massive aerials on the roof? Do you remember?
Possibly. Actually, during a storm, your telly didn't work properly, did it?
Nothing worked in the 70s.
No, to be fair. If you eat sugar, you'll get worms. My mum used to say that to me. Stop eating those sweets, they'll give you worms.
Hmm.
There was a lot of worms about and talk of worms, wasn't there, when you were kids?
Did you not have worms? Did your boys have worms? They were little.
No, can't remember.
Let's not go there. Let's just move on.
Swans belong to the king.
Happy days. Thank you very much.
My ex still believed at the age of 37 that love bites cause cancer.
That's just an excuse, is it? Not that I would want a love bite. Thank you very much. Oh, my God, no.
Never heard that. I did believe this, however, Kat. If a worm was cut in half, it would then become two live worms.
Who didn't believe that?
Everyone
I believe
that.
Is it true?
True?
I don't know. Hang on a minute.
All right.
Considering, let's you carry on.
You can't deface money or you'll go to jail. There is something
there
in
is,
that.
Yeah, there is actually.
Defacing the image of a monarch.
Yes.
Again.
What about a stamp? Can you do a stamp?
Can you deface a stamp? Maybe not if it's a commemorative stamp and it's got like the Bay City Rollers on it. Right, what's
Can
the
I
truth?
Just say that? This is where your phone listens to you. I've just put in to the search engine at the top, if you cut a, okay, and the first thing that's come up, the first thing that's come up is if you cut a worm in half, does it die? Will two worms grow from a worm cut in half?
Right, go on. What's
Agree.
The truth?
Yeah. Oh, what? No. Sorry. It depends on the type of worm you're talking about.
Oh.
But most earthworms can't regenerate so easily. You may have been told as a child that an earthworm, no, just any old worm, we weren't worm specific, will regenerate into two new worms if it's cut in half crosswise. But if you've ever experimented, no.
Oh, we did.
Oh,
my brother was always like experimenting.
You've probably been disappointed.
Well, I'm sure the worm would be as well.
Can earthworms be cut in half and turned into two? The answer turns out it's complicated and depends on the species. Oh, for the love of God, I just want to know yes or bloody no. Hang on, life science. Oh, there's one. Okay.
You've gone back to dog poo.
Back to dog poo.
Right, listen, okay, we've got a motor on.
Yeah, sorry.
Never cut your toenails on a Sunday. It's bad luck. Okay. And finally, quite a few of these. You would disappear if you flew over the Bermuda Triangle. Not helped, I'm saying, now, by Barry Manilow.
No. And
Bermuda Triangle. It makes people disappear.
I know all the words. Bermuda Triangle, don't go too near.
Don't go too near.
But
look at it from my angle. Why would I look at it from your
I don't
angle?
Know. You'll see why I'm so sad. The Bermuda Triangle. Oh, so bad. Oh, my God. Check us out, Bazza. If you're still touring.
Right, come on.
We're up.
Back in Singers.
Bermuda Triangle, yes. When I was young, Bermuda Triangle, I did think it was significant.
We were obsessed with the Bermuda Triangle.
It doesn't still exist.
Hang on, is there still a Bermuda Triangle?
This is what I'm asking.
Is it disappeared?
Don't know. Is it bollocks? Don't know. And the other thing, that when I was young, I was convinced that one day I was either going to die in the Bermuda Triangle or in quicksand.
Oh, yeah. quick, do you know what? Was there with the TV advert?
I'm sure
there
were.
Quicksand, like pulling a family over on like Blackpool Beach. Like somewhere random. Just like like you'd go for a walk and suddenly you'd be in quicksand.
Yes. And within
I was terrified of being caught in drowning in quicksand.
And it wasn't even, you know, it was gonna take like 4 or 5 hours. Oh no, it's about 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, you'd just be pulled under.
Yeah. And no one could get you. Don't walk in. You have to lie over and reach. I mean, what the hell?
Where the hell did that ever happen?
Has anyone ever died in quicksand? Well, probably in recent years or in the 70s or 80s.
I don't know. This could be my imagination, but I am sure there was an advert about it.
I think there was.
Like, don't die in quicksand.
It was on a programme. Maybe it's on Grange Hill.
I think it was a beach. Wasn't it a beach?
But this is it. I think, I'm sure that, you know, there is obviously, I mean, I have to say, I'm 51. And I've never, ever in my entirety of my life, and I've been to a lot of places, come across quicksand.
No.
And also, this was just on a random beach. I'm sure it does exist, but I think it's probably not on Clacton Beach, which is, you know.
Where I always imagined it would be, is on an everyday walk.
Devon. Think,
is that going to, am I going to stand in that kind of puddle or soggy bit of earth?
And
it's going to pull me in like something out of Goosebumps.
Yeah. Totally.
That's the last you'll see of me.
Yeah.
A bit like the Bermuda Triangle.
Exactly.
Right, love that. It's a wrap, everyone. Thanks for sharing your childhood tales with us. Remember to follow us now on Insta at GotThePodcast to take part in our mini pod questions and polls.
Enjoy your day off. See you on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.